Last week we spoke about cooking basar b'chalav, what's included in that iser. And this week we'll speak about eating basar b'chalav and deriving benefit from it. So from the Torah, you can only not eat basar b'chalav that was cooked in a way that it's prohibited from the Torah. The product of the cooking that we spoke about last week is what's also to eat. And if it's not cooked according to the way that's asr min haTorah, then really min haTorah is not asr to eat either. So theoretically, you can soak meat in milk for days and really absorbs the taste of the milk, and you're allowed to eat that. You can have a hamburger and cheese sandwich as long as the hamburger is cold. You salami and cheese sandwich, no issur in eating them together, or even soaking them together, and that's min haTorah. The Rabbanan assured any time that basar and chalav impart a taste one into the other is assur min haRabbanan, and even eating them together, or even eating them in close proximity, which we'll get to at some later time, how many hours you have to wait between, or whatever, and what you have to do in between, they also, the Rabbanan also prohibited. Okay. So that's the issue of eating, and what exactly constitutes basar b'chalav, what kind of meat, and what kind of dairy, that we're not going to go to tonight, that we'll do probably next week. Okay. The next thing is getting benefit. What is called benefit from basar b'chalav? So here, you can't do business with it, can't sell it, buy it, you can't even give it to a present who's somebody that you know that you'll benefit from the present, like giving it to a goy or whatever. Even feeding it to an animal is also, even if the animal's not yours. Just knowing that the animal's getting a meal on your cheshbon, even if you're not responsible for the animal. Feed it to Hefker. Put it out for the birds on Shabbos Shira or whatever, and they're not birds that you have to feed. That's called deriving benefit. And this again is only the only time you can't derive benefit is if it's asur min haTorah. If all of the conditions of cooking basar b'chalav are there to make it prohibited from the Torah, then you can't derive benefit. But if it's only prohibited mid the Rabbanan, like the case we gave where you soaked milk and meat together, so it's also to eat, but you could sell it to a goy, you could feed it to your dog, whatever. That's not also. Okay, if you bought something that is basar b'chalav from the Torah, okay, for instance, certain kinds of dog food, cat food, that you bought that was basar b'chalav from the Torah, and then you realized that you bought the wrong thing, in many cases you can't return it. Because if you return it for a refund, basically you owned it, now you're giving it back, and they're buying it back from you. So you're getting the benefit from basar b'chalav. So sometimes you could return it. It depends if you bought it from a Jew or from a goy, and even a Jew, but if it's a corporation, may be different from stam a Jew. And depends really what you thought it was or whatever. If the sale was a sale, say it wasn't a sale, so if it ever happens, ask a shayla. I doubt if you're going to buy basar b'chalav in Yesh or whatever. So, not going to happen here. Okay. Okay. If basar b'chalav gets mixed in with other things in a way that it's not batel, right? If 50 times as much heter as basar b'chalav, so it's only 1/50th, it's not batel. So here you're allowed to sell the mixture to a goy minus the money that the basar b'chalav is worth, so you're not deriving any benefit from the basar b'chalav. You're only deriving benefit from the mutter thing. Okay. If, however, it obviously was cooked together or whatever, where it could make the other thing usher too, then that becomes basar b'chalav also, then you can't sell any of it. Okay. If basar b'chalav was cooked in a pot, okay, and you can't kasher the pot for some reason, then you can sell that pot to a goy. Even though there's basar b'chalav in it, you're not deriving benefit directly from the basar b'chalav, because the only basar b'chalav is a taste, and therefore you can sell the pot. If you, by mistake, sold something that was basar b'chalav that you weren't allowed to sell, so you're over the isser, but the money that you got, you're allowed to use. The money, if you, any isseri hanoah, you're not allowed to sell them and get money. But if you got the money already, you can use the money. The only exception to that is Avodah Zorah, that's Tofesh Domeha, that the Avodah Zorah now becomes Osir, and the money that you generated is also Osir, and Shvius. Also, the money becomes Kaddish Mikdusha Shvius. If you bought something with money, you bought Shvius things with money, the money becomes Kedusha Shvius also. So then that's the only time that you can't benefit from the money either. But here, if for some reason you sold, or somebody sold basar b'chalav, the money doesn't become asr. And how do you have to get rid of basar b'chalav? So you have to get rid of it in a way that nobody will end up benefit. No benefit will come to anybody else. So you have to get rid of it in a way that animals can't eat it, that nobody can pick it up out of the garbage and benefit from it or eat it or whatever. And therefore, you can't just throw it away in the garbage, because dogs may take it, or somebody may take it out to feed to their dogs or whatever. So one of two ways you have to do it. Either you have to bury it, or throw it down the toilet in a way it's going to go into the sewer system, right? Throw it into a body of water where it won't be retrievable, and there's no fish in the water. Otherwise you're feeding the fish. Or you can burn it. Even though it would seem that burning it is like cooking it again, but you cooked it already. And we said that once it's cooked, you can't make more in Isur Basar B'chalav by re-cooking it, so therefore you can burn it. You can burn it, or you can discard it in some way that it's unretrievable. Okay. So those are the prohibitions of eating Basar B'chalav and the prohibitions of benefit from it. Okay, what we still have to discuss is what meats constitute basar b'chalav and what milks constitute basar b'chalav. That will do Mirtz Hashem next week.